I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This podcast is about adult films and discusses adult content not meant for anyone under 18 years old. It's also hosted by two women, so, you know, let's keep it in the pants, boys, until someone asks you to whip it out. Now, strap in, remember your safety word, and enjoy this week's episode.
Aw, yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello, and welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
This is a podcast about pornography. We watch the AVN's top 100 adult films from 100 to 1, think about what porn has to teach us as sex-positive women, and we look at surgically close images of vaginal penetration and ask, is this hot? I am one of your sexy, sexy lady hosts.
It's Murda.
And my co-partner is...
Hi.
Hi, friend.
It's me. I just walked in with cake.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's take a 5-minute pause, have a piece of cake.
We'll get back to you guys.
Sorry, there's priorities.
Vanilla. Yes.
We've talked about this before. Just real quick. I mean, we're going to get to the subject matter at hand. I think we both prioritize food over sex. So it seems appropriate that we would pause.
That we come
for
in
cake.
With cake. Before we get to the sex.
Yes.
So for those of you out there that are our loyal T-Dub listeners, the people who have followed us from the beginning, we know you, we love you, you are special
you
to
exist out
us.
There. It's probably maybe only 5 or 10 of you, but...
But we love you.
We love you the most.
Oh, in my loins, I love you. But anyway, you know that this porn normally has the format where we live watch the episodes. Normally has a format where we live watch porns and react in real time, which has been really great.
Yeah.
But it's so labor intensive.
Yeah. And we want to just like make this, you know, production a lot easier for us, but also easier for you guys
easier
to watch.
For you.
I mean, there's some very successful shows that we've produced and recorded using this format.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we want to make sure every episode is good and not just a few
make sure
golden nuggets.
Tight.
Yeah.
We gotta make it tight.
Yeah. We're going to vaginal rejuvenate this podcast.
Why didn't we think of that before? I love it. Okay, so in this vaginal rejuvenation, we're going to tighten up these episodes by making them shorter.
Yes.
Because when we watched the whole movie before, we got these really long episodes. And, you know, if you weren't able to complete them, we don't blame you. You can't always get to complete. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just so much effort to get to the crux of the situation.
Yes.
And we don't blame you. So one of the things we're doing to make them shorter order is we're going to be doing traditional recaps like we used to do with Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Where Meredith and I share the recapping of the movie. We're going to watch it ahead of time. We're going to come in with our thoughts and our analysis just like ready and raring to go and hard as fuck.
Yes, we are. yeah. I mean, I think a lot of you have probably come over to listen to us from our There Will Be Drinking recaps Twin Peaks or mm-hmm, also mm-hmm. There Will Be Drinking. Mm-hmm. But Kaylin and I have discussed this that, you know, yeah. the best part of our shows is like our chemistry, and we just want to make yeah. sure that like that's not lost to just watching some porn, yeah. you know?
Actually, I'll peel back the curtain, the silk robe a little bit, ooh, and show yes. you behind the scenes.
The sexy lingerie you're wearing.
The sexy lingerie. and behind these layers, we found that while we're getting more listeners and everyone is happy to listen, they're only listening to the parts where we talk yeah. before the movie. Exactly. So we're only getting through like 40% of the episode, which is just us.
Right.
So I feel like, why not give them what they want?
Yeah, and I think plenty of you still want to hear the recaps and hear about porn.
Oh, we're going to talk about
the
porn.
Crazy scripts from the 80s, 90s, and today.
Yeah, that's what I call porn.
Exactly. We really are going through the hits.
Yeah,
that's damn. What I call porn 69.
Oh my God. Very good. So we'll still be recapping the top 100 porns.
Of the porns that we can find, though.
That's the other issue.
Is that we can't really find all the porns.
Oh my God. Some of these porns are lost in the annals of history. Yeah. Annals?
Yes. Yes. And... it hasn't, you know, and it's, you know, we want to make sure that we're basically trying to go from a monogamous relationship with this AVN list to a polyamorous relationship
where we could have a guest
on our podcast. Mm-hmm. And they can, you know, suggest their favorite porn, a porn that they were maybe in. That would be excellent.
Oh, my God. One they grew up with.
Yeah. One that they grew up with. The first porn, their wet dream porn.
Exactly.
Their bang, bang bank, like mm-hmm. the one that sticks in their brain, and every time they masturbate, if they don't have a screen in front of them, they think of that porn. Oh. Like that's what
I. Oh my God, for me it's Top Gun, but ooh, it's fine. I'm weird.
A non-porn.
Yeah. So on top of still knocking the porns that we can find off the list for AVN's Top 100, we'll also be doing specialty episodes, kind of like we did with our holiday episodes. And we'll be having guests come in and we'll talk about their choice porn or something that just like really applies to what they do and who they are.
Right. And I think that this would be a great time for us to try and get some audience feedback. Like we would love
yeah,
it if you wrote in or emailed us with maybe just like a funny sex dream you had, you know, a sex toy you love. Something, you know, maybe you watched a porn after we recapped it and you loved it and you wanted to yeah. highlight something about it.
Yeah.
You know, there's
really
so many,
hot you like.
Yeah. There's so many reasons why I think, you know, we're doing this podcast. And one of them is that we want to, you know, make porn one more inclusive.
Yes.
And yes. more discussed, more
yeah,
talked about.
As if it's not a shameful thing.
It's
To be fair, like we had to change. We changed our Twitter and our Instagram handle
yep.
to There Will Be PRN because we couldn't put porn.
Yeah.
Like what world do we live in where you can't even type porn into the internet? Like literally.
It's truly crazy.
That's where it was born.
It's truly crazy.
So we're here to bring porn into your life.
Yes. Into your ear holes.
Into your commute. Yeah.
Into your jog.
Everyone wants to enjoy porn while they're folding their laundry.
While they're on the subway.
Oh my God.
While they're dropping their kids off at the pool.
Ooh,
be it the euphemism or reality.
Porn. Exactly. We're also on top of doing the recap, we're going to be and having guests that come on and bring their favorite porns. We're also going to be taking short little segments to kind of like juice up the podcast to make it tight.
Yep.
We're going to do segments about our own experience and history with porn. We're going to talk about literal porn history.
Mm-hmm.
We want to read some of your listener stories and questions you have, which of course brings us to, we're going to have more sexy definitions with Brandy.
We need them.
Oh, so I need them.
I need them.
I need it was more like, time with Brandy.
I need. It was my New Year's resolution. So
more sexy definitions with Brandy.
And more time with her.
And more time. Yes. Yes. And so you guys also are going to fulfill that sexy definition.
Yes.
Oh, Meredith, that felt really good.
Feels great. I feel like we're in a great place.
We are vaginally rejuvenating.
Yes.
Bringing the freshness.
We're doing a vaginal steam bath.
Oh, yeah. Even though that's technically not good for you. Wait a minute. We're doing the hypothetical version. Don't physically do it. It's very bad for your vagina. No. Just listeners out there, like, we're doing it in a theoretical way.
Yeah, we are in our brains,
right,
doing like a mystical transformation for our vaginas, but,
right.
actually doing literally nothing to them because that is the best case scenario.
Yes, literally just wash with water and your fingers.
Yes.
And you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not, because we had to sit you down, listener, and discuss this with you.
Yeah, you had to climb up onto my lap.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, just give you a little bit of original and a little pat.
Yeah.
Maybe a little tissue for your little runny nose.
Yeah, because you were worried. You were worried about what was going on with us. Yeah. But because we had to roll through all that with you, we're not going to be recapping a porn today.
Well, we got some other stuff for you.
We've got some stuff. And we're going to let you know what we're recapping next week.
Yeah.
So you can like prep. You can watch it ahead of time if you want to. You can like, you know, go on this journey with us.
Yeah.
You can masturbate to it over and over again. Ooh. Before you listen to us talk about it. And actually, Meredith, it just occurred to me.
Yes.
The free ball in it here.
What?
Going off script.
What? What?
We possibly could come to this, like the next time we record, we will have watched the porn ahead of time. We're sitting down and recapping. Mm-hmm. Yes. There may be a point where one of us is like, yeah, I'm masturbated to this part.
Oh, yeah, because we're not doing it in front of each other anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert,
audiences, we never masturbated in front of each other while we watched porn together.
No, we're childhood friends. That would be very strange. But we're happy talking about our masturbatory experiences.
100%.
Yeah.
So the whole reason why we're doing this.
I think we're bringing a whole other element now.
Things are going to get sexier.
Really like testing these porns out.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, most of my free time is with, the only free time I have generally is with when I'm, you know, sitting next to my partner anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be watching more porn with my partner.
That's
so it's great.
Oh, me too.
You know, we'll have maybe sex while we watch one of these porns and we'll see. This was the sex scene that did it for us. You know?
Maybe people can bring that into their own lives. Yes. Listeners, you can use our experience masturbating in front of our partners for the research for our podcast and bring it to your life and masturbate with your partners.
I mean, you guys.
So to give you a quick preview of what your new There Will Be Porn experience is going to be like, we're going to do a segment called, I'm calling right now. I just came up with the title. What's Pornhub up to?
What?
Da-da-da.
Do you want to?
Yeah, let's do a single. Ready?
What's Pornhub up to?
Wow. So Pornhub, guys, is a week ago from this launch was Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Which is a holiday I feel mixed feelings about.
Yeah. Can I talk? Well,
what did you do?
I made dinner.
Yeah.
With my partner, Dearon.
Beautiful.
We usually do that. And that is usually the only thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides maybe have sex, but like, it's not like I've never gotten like Valentine's Day lingerie or even dressed up for it. I feel like Valentine's Day always is on a weekday too.
It's like they plan to have it on a weekday.
It's somehow always on. I've never experienced a Valentine's Day on the weekend, maybe. But what about you? Do you do anything special?
No, I reject it.
You do nothing
at all. I almost like on purpose try to forget that it's Valentine's Day. But anyway, while you were having a beautiful dinner at home and being chill as fuck.
Yeah.
Pornhub offered free content, free premium. They always offer free content, but their premium subscription where you can watch it without ads and you have access to like all their good porn. They offered it free all day.
That's so nice.
It is really nice. So from what I understand from my research, Pornhub said that 3.5 million viewers watched their premium content on Valentine's Day in 2017. So they haven't released what it was for this year, but they were basically just repeating that promo.
Right.
Because
it
went so well.
So is it 3.5 additional, like more than their usual?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. Yeah. And then also
that's actually lower than I expected.
Really? Well, Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it was only in America.
Yeah, that's
possible.
So
it's like a lower. Yeah.
Doesn't it seem kind of small?
It does. You know what? Now that we're thinking about it, it does seem small. It was lovely of them to do.
Yes.
Here's my argument for why I think it's wonderful. Some people are lonely on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And why not give them like the gift of porn?
I am right there with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great thing to do.
It's beautiful.
I think Pornhub has a real sense of humor about porn.
Yes.
So, yes. And a lot of their users do too.
Oh, I know.
So I think that, yeah, this is genius. It's like, why not, you know, like give this to the masses. It's a great marketing idea.
Yeah. And also, you know, that Pornhub, Pornhub is really like a sweet baby angel. and they're great on Twitter.
Yes.
They're so fucking funny. They went after Tumblr. They went after YouTube for taking down and censoring people. Like Pornhub like welcomes everyone.
Right.
And so they, we got a screenshot of a Twitter that we're going to put on our Instagram along with everything we love about Pornhub. Netflix, tweeted, "Tell me your plans for Valentine's Day and I'll tell you what to watch on Netflix instead." And somebody at the Boy Chunder, which of course, retweeted and said,
Andrew Pearson. You're public, so
he's here. He's not verified. There's no check.
Yeah.
So we're giving him a shout out. But he retweeted the Netflix tweet and said, "Pornhub is free today." So dot dot dot. Which like, all right, Boy Chunder, you really brought it. And then Netflix said, "Understood. I know a lost cause when I see one." And then Pornhub retweeted all that shit and said, "Well, well, well. If this isn't my arch nemesis itself."
I love that.
I do too.
Netflix and Pornhub are totally the like devil and God, or like devil and
of
Jesus
content.
Of content.
Yeah.
For sure. Like the devil and angel.
I want to hang out with the devil. Let me tell you.
100%. Oh. I mean,
so cool.
Also, like Netflix, you get a little bit on your high horse sometimes. I mean, come on.
Bring it back.
You know?
You're great. You're award winning now, but yes. You also like
probably Oscars, okay? Whatever.
Okay, probably Oscars, but also everybody watches you because they just want to watch cleaning shows.
You have all of the money.
Yeah.
They just want to watch.
I want to watch Gilmore Girls for the seventh time and I want to watch cleaning shows.
You have bought all of the licensing for all of the shows that people will watch forever.
Yeah, so really you're playing a game you can't lose this game. Yeah. You can't. You've bought everything. Like anyway, and Pornhub is coming for you, Netflix.
Yes.
And we're on Pornhub's side.
Yeah.
At the end of the war, I'm pro Pornhub.
Yep. Same.
Anyway, the only other thing was that they released the top search categories that they get on Valentine's
Ooh,
Day.
Oh, okay.
Lesbian. Cool. I feel like lesbian's like a classic.
It's my top search.
You love it, right? Ebony.
I usually don't want men.
Yes. Ebony.
Okay.
Cool. Amazing. Inclusivity, sort of, question mark?
I think it's so fun. It's so funny that I'm doing a podcast about porn and I'm like really vanilla about my porn usage.
Right.
But like, it's funny that it's ebony and not just like African Americans or black women I like that that's the popular way porn has classified, I think, because
that like dates back to the 70s. This term is like very old.
Yes,
something we will look into on future episodes. Yes. I'm certain.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an old tradition. Like this is what the category has always been, and this is the category it will always be, but it is still weird.
Mm-hmm. The next category was POV, which I'm starting to love POV because you don't see the guy's face.
Well, I mean, unless it's like a lot of choking or something like
that. Oh, no. It's usually the ones I like are usually like, you know,
you're just
like
watching
a classic
story
or whatever. And now they have POV where you don't see the girl's face either. So it's like pure fantasy.
Right.
Where you're not like, you're not, they don't have a relationship. It's literally just like the physics of sex and you don't see her face and they don't talk. And it's kind of great.
Yeah.
It's always shot in like HD.
Yeah. And I'm fine with it. I like that category. And similar to you, it's like I don't want too much. I don't, you know,
I love watching the porns that we watch for the story. But yeah. Usually when I am just trying to like masturbate and like watch something quick.
Yeah, I don't need a story.
I don't want a story.
Right.
It gets it messier and complicates my feelings about the people involved. And I just want to see them go to town for 10 minutes or so.
I'm with you. Yeah. The other two final popular categories on Valentine's Day are VR, which... Porn leading the technology again. Thank you, porn, for VHSs and DVDs because of that. And then MILF.
Right.
And I have to say I'm really happy to not see teen on here.
Yeah. MILF is a category that will stand the test of time.
I love the MILF category.
Love the MILF category.
I love it. It's keeping older porn stars in the business.
I mean, older being
older than 25.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing we've talked about many times on this podcast. If you're a longtime listener, is that we love real bodies.
Oh my God.
We love women to look like women and not look questionable, are they 18 or are they just a 21 year old that looks like 18? Honestly, anyone who's younger than 25, I honestly don't even want to watch in a porn.
Yeah, me neither.
Because
really.
There is that's that like age where they still get cast. Like if they were as a traditional actor, they would still get casted as high schoolers.
Yeah,
right?
But what I truly love is a porn that like takes a woman who's clearly in her 30s and makes her into a cheerleader.
I love that. That's too. That's all that's the like 90s the, porn we watch.
Exactly,
it is great,
and it's like something that they used to do on TV, right? Like I'm watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer right now. And like in high school, all these people were clearly in their 20s.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm right there with you.
And I like that to happen in my porn as well.
Well, it sounded like Pornhub had a great Valentine's Day. Yes. You know, they had a real sexy Valentine's Day together.
Digital orgy.
Oh man. The only way that Pornhub would be better if Pornhub, I'm calling it a man. One man. Pornhub's a man. If he sent also to all of those listeners, to all those viewers that log in and view their premium content, a seamless discount code at the same time.
Holy shit.
What kind of like match made in heaven, right?
Biggest online dick gentleman of all time.
Yes.
Yes.
Big dick energy. Pornhub, those two together.
Call us, Pornhub. We have a great idea for you.
You know, we could make branded content for Pornhub plus Seamless.
Fuck, that's my dream. So anyway, that concludes the segment of what's Pornhub up to? Is that what we called it?
What's up with...
Pornhub, what are you doing? Yeah, that's cool. I love it. So, Meredith, what segment are you bringing today? And again, we want to explain these are the kind of segments that we're going to have in our future episodes to go along with our porn recaps. Reach out and let us know what you think, because we're testing the grounds. We're juicing up this vagina juvenation.
Lubricating your ears.
So, Meredith, what are you bringing us today?
All right, I'm going to call this bow, 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 Porn Nut Gallery.
I loved it. I loved it. Leave it in for now. It's amazing.
Okay, great. So I'm going to give you just like a quick roundup of some of my favorite comments from porns.
Okay, you mean like somebody leaving a comment online?
Yes.
What they think?
Yeah,
like a Yelp review.
We need to do it more.
I agree.
But yes, like a Yelp review. But these first three, I'm gonna call genius advertising.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But also I feel like I'm gonna be like buzz marketing these brands because they're hilarious.
Okay.
But at the same time, like we're not being paid for this. It's just they decided to put this on.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Okay. So one is from KFC UK official.
No.
This doesn't sound like help. Kind of sounds like she's asking for KFC, which I think is a great idea.
Listen, porn makes you hungry. Because sex makes you hungry. Because you wear yourself out. And if someone showed up with KFC right after I orgasmed.
I don't know. I mean, I don't love that they like had to find a porn where someone was calling for help.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
I don't know why. This one's much better.
Okay.
From Aunt Jemima Pancakes.
Oh, Jesus.
Acting 7 out of 10. Girls, 8 out of 10. Buy pancakes, 11 out of 10.
Now, question. Why? I have a question. The pancakes flavor and taste, is it an 11 out of 10? Or you asked for 10 pancakes and they gave you 11?
My pancakes? I think it's a rating. I think it's a rating. But I would love
an extra pancake to come with my KFC.
Again, I think it's probably both. It's like the flavor is 11 out of 10.
Flavor.
And like cranked it up to 11. And they also, in order to like really crank it up to 11, they brought you
literally
more.
11. Yeah. Okay.
Final in the advertising category.
Okay.
This is actually somebody else's. Like a user mm-hmm. from Crappington. He goes, you thought I wouldn't notice the Apple Watch. I'm on to your subtle product placement.
Oh my God. Like I love that. One of the actors was wearing an Apple Watch in the porn.
Yeah. I love that.
That is sneaky. Maybe can we buy advertising on porns?
I mean, we could just post our, like, I think we,
here's what we do.
If we recap a porn, we should put, we should start commenting on the porn we actually watch.
I agree. The other thing is, here's what we do.
Yes.
We go to Framebridge. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm doing a little ad spot for Framebridge here.
Yeah,
we
paid revenue in this episode.
No, I'm going to Framebridge and I'm ordering 100 6x6 beautiful framed mat, like shadow box, like white wood rimmed of just our logo.
Okay.
And then I'm sending it to every porn production studio. Ooh. And they're just, can they just hang it in the rooms where the porns happen?
Oh my God, that would be truly a dream.
Listen. Fans.
This is what we need money for.
We have a Patreon, I think. If not, I'll give you my Venmo. DM me. Because we have to get this. We have to get this photos in the background of every porn thing off the ground.
I would love it.
Gotta make it happen.
I'm going to run through these really quick. These are, please. These are ones that are all just more wholesome and adorable.
Okay.
Archer 95 says, damn, that's fucking hot. And then Bottom Text Boy says, hey, language, please. My 7-year-old son goes on here.
He's probably not wrong.
He's probably dead serious. Exactly. This is another one. I'm addicted to porn. Okay. How the fuck is this guy getting laid but not me? JStar699 says, your name answers your question.
Why? What's his name?
The original poster was, I'm addicted to porn.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. God, that's like really a harrowing tale you just went through with me.
Yes. Here's another one.
Okay.
Someone says, who is here to jerk off?
Uh-huh.
And then Mick Fake says, I'm here to just stare at the loading screen. And then IW says, I'm here to respect women.
I love it. Can IW come on our show?
I know. IWs, I don't know. Here's another one. Phallus Chalice. Great name. Great name.
That's another thing for product placement. We're going to make chalices that look like penises and put our logo all over them.
Great.
Phallus Chalice.
Says, I need a roommate like this, not to have sex with, but one that takes out the trash and actually helps with the fucking dishes.
This makes me want to watch these porns.
I know.
I won't lie to you. Like,
they're all
these
great. User Immersed says, this totally happened to me. Not the part where he gets knocked out or fucks two skinny bitches, but I wore a blue shirt once.
I like that one.
I do too.
People trying out their jokes on this thing.
I know. And this one, and we actually posted this on our Instagram story. So I think that
there will be PRN.
Yes. So you should really follow us there. You can. If you just like,
yeah, DM
if you
us,
like, if you know. Like these funny comments or see these funny comments, like we'll share it on our story we'll post to our page. But this one we already shared, and I feel like we need to bring it out to the masses.
Bring it to me.
Johnny Wanker says, I came to this website to pull out my dick out, wank off like a fucking ape, and moan like a whale. Instead, I got emotionally involved in a great story, maybe got a little crush on the actress. No jerking was done today, but I am leaving this site more wholesome and at peace. I didn't get what I wanted, but I got what I needed.
Did he watch Raw Talent?
He watched. He watched Sister Fucks Sucks, Stepbrother After, Confessing Secret Love.
Oh, so maybe there was like a true love story that changed him.
I think so.
In a way.
I think so.
Okay, wow.
I just love that he basically went on the journey that we go on.
That we go on for every single fucking porn.
Every week.
Yeah. You know? He is our...
He might already listen to us. And if you do, Johnny Wanker, reach out.
Reach out, Johnny Wanker.
You can email us.
Ugh, we love your journey.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Oh, those were beautiful.
Thank you.
I can't wait for you to come back to both sing us the segment intro and also bring us more comments.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the official comment reporter?
I would love to be the comment capturer.
Oh, my comment. The comment capturer.
Capturer. Mm-hmm. It's something made of leather and sexy.
We know so much about porn, Meredith.
We do, and also like nothing at the same time.
And also nothing. We're willing to learn. We're little
so
babies.
Much to learn.
Teach us.
There's so much
we're
to learn.
We're just little teens. All right, guys. So next week on There Will Be Porn, we are going to be coming to the studio, apartment, wherever we end up with a porn and the recap and the analysis ahead of time. And we are going to be doing reality. From 1991, it stars Ashlyn Gear. There is no synopsis anywhere online, so it will be a surprise for all of us.
Yeah.
For everyone.
From what I can tell, I kind of watched like the first 30 seconds of this.
You did?
I think it's like totally like Ashlyn Gear's like
premiere movie?
Not a premiere. Oh, okay. I think it's like her, her vehicle. It's like for her.
I like it. I like it because I like her a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
too.
Beautiful. You guys can, in the meantime, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at There Will Be PRN because you can't spell porn on the internet. Please send us your porn references for things you want us to recap. Send us your requests for sexy definitions with Brandy. And go ahead and send us some dick pics. Slide into our DMs. But one rule, they can't be of your dick.
Yeah, we would love to see some professorial dick. Yeah. You know, like with a little wig. I mean, especially send us dick pics if you drew it.
I would especially love
to see some drawn dicks.
And take pictures of your friends' dicks, like with permission.
Yes.
You know, and send it to us.
Oh god, yes.
We're here to talk about it. Anyway, we'll see you in 2 weeks, guys.
Love you. Cheers to a happy ending.
Cheers to a happy ending, Meredith.
Feels tight.